With me on the phone today is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the world-famous Boston Pops Orchestra, which will be in Lexington this Saturday evening for a performance with the UK Symphony Orchestra. And the event is called Post Time with the Pops. Hello to you, Keith.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, doing well, doing well. Tell us a little bit about how Post Time with the Pops came together.
Well, this was originally an initiative by some people in the University of Kentucky School of Music, especially John Nardalillo, the conductor there, whom we've had a relationship with for a few years. And this is mirroring, actually, and based on some events, scholarship fundraising events that the Pops does at other universities around the country. And the dream was expressed a couple of years ago to bring the Pops down, coincident with Keeneland's 75th anniversary. And the result is the concert everybody's going to hear on Saturday.
Give us a little preview of what we're going to hear.
Well, first of all, this is really going to be a spectacular concert because it features not only the Boston Pops, but the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra as well, and the choruses from the University of Kentucky School of Music. So it's going to be really a grand sort of event. You're going to hear the University of Kentucky Orchestra under the direction of John Nardalillo. Then you'll hear the Boston Pops playing a tribute to the horse. Now, we've been asked to play a lot of tributes to a lot of different things before, but this is the first time we've been asked to put together an equine program. And we have done so with music from the classical repertoire, including William Tell and Light Cavalry Overture, with a beautiful new narrated piece featuring beautiful images shot around your hometown there, underscored by the Pops playing Shenandoah and some other Pops-specific arrangements. It's going to be just a wonderful chance to hear the Boston Pops play not only Music of the Horse, but some of the great things that we're known for throughout the country, including 1812 Overture.
And I want to go back to what you had mentioned earlier about your outreach efforts at other universities. Talk a little bit about what happens in those efforts.
Well, for instance, at Boston College now, we've been playing a fundraising concert called Pops on the Heights that happens every year during Parents Weekend in September, and that raises about $2 million a year for scholarship programs at Boston College. It's always great for the Pops to, you know, we really are honored to be involved with things that do great things for other worthy causes. And it has been, of course, obviously so popular and so successful that it's become a tradition there. And who knows what will happen in the University of Kentucky, but this is the first time we've played in Lexington in a long time, since before my 17-year tenure started. And maybe we'll make it regular.
And what do you know about Lexington?
Oh, quite a bit, actually, because, well, I cheated a little bit. I lived in Covington, Kentucky for 5 years. I was the associate conductor of the Cincinnati Symphony, so I wasn't that far away from Lexington, and I've been down there several times since. The Pops has frequently played at Danville, in Danville at Center College, and we've stayed in Lexington during that time, and so I've gotten to see a little bit of horse country. I guess what I know is horses and bourbon. Those are the first two things that come to mind.
Yeah, how rare is it, Keith, for the Boston Pops to perform alongside another orchestra?
It has happened before, but frankly, it's been a long time since we've done it, and I think it's a great thing. It's for us, it's very exciting to work with such enthusiastic young artists, and the level at the University of Kentucky School of Music is really, really quite high. And for them, I think it's a chance to sit alongside seasoned professional musicians and see how we do things in the pressure cooker. We'll all be getting down there at the same time, a couple days before the concert, and we'll begin the work then, but it'll be pretty intensive over those couple of days.
Now, this is probably a loaded question, but how vital do you think arts education is for our youth today?
Well, I think, of course, I think you know what side I'll come down on this. But in these days of you know, continually crunched budgets and things being slashed everywhere, it's easy to forget that education in the arts is hypercritical to developing critical thinking, to developing people who can work in tandem to produce a goal. It's just as important as a good sports program is in that regard. And it's a shame that so many programs are being turned into very much just a math and verbal skills oriented program, because it does not develop the whole person that we would like to see leading this country in a generation or so.
You've been with the Boston Pops now 17 years?
Something like that. I lose count after this point. Yes, I believe that I'm going on my 18th season now.
So what would you say is one of the coolest things about being the conductor of the Boston Pops?
Well, one of the coolest things is to be associated with a group that means so much to so many people. I mean, everywhere we take the group around the country, I've been with the orchestra in, I think, probably 35 or 36 states in my time here, and I've been to Asia 4 times with the Pops, and to be greeted with such joy and such welcoming by people because they have an association with this orchestra that goes back their whole lives is, well, it hasn't gotten tiring yet.
In the final time that we have left, I will give you the opportunity to invite folks one last time to come to Rupp Arena and hear this musical program.
Well, we have a great opportunity to meet with Pops fans in Lexington and to collaborate with our friends at the University of Kentucky at Post Time with the Pops on Saturday evening, October 15th at Rupp Arena. And I don't know ticket information, but I'm sure you can fill that in.
Absolutely. Keith, we thank you for your time and can't wait to see you when you come to Lexington.
Great to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.